Max and Matt Flynn, director on Devil 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines. Pizza Box Mike, my friend, my co-host of Outside the Pizza Box. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Pizza Box Mike?
Well, isn't it great being the dairy state and filling all our cream puffs at the fairs with Illinois dairy, you know, and by God, those Republicans came up with another one. Let's name Colby the cheese of the state because me and the other guy are from Colby, and that's great. And you know what? Their cheese, that, you know, if you're going to write a bill, their bills don't have any bite to them. At least name what cheese that does, like Limburger or something that makes you remember Wisconsin. Colby's just too mild, man. It's like spineless, just like the Republican Party.
Hey, Pizza Box Mike, listen, that's a great issue, and I have deep feelings on that. And you want to know what my feelings are, and you may or may not agree with it. My wife is from Monroe, Wisconsin. She's Swiss. You know, all these Swiss down there. Good folks. That's cheese country, and a good Swiss cheese, especially aged Swiss, there's nothing better. There's a place, a bar called Baumgartner's in Monroe. And you go to Baumgartner's, you can get a Limburger cheese sandwich. You get it on dark rye. You get it with a slice of raw onion. You get it with mustard, and you have a beer. And there is no better meal. There is no better meal. Everybody says, oh, Limburger. But I'm not ready to make Limburger the state cheese, but I'm ready, the heck with Colby. I'm ready to make Swiss cheese the state cheese. That will please people in Monroe, and then also up in Buffalo County and Alma. Those are the only two. And maybe also New Glarus, right? Those three people, but these are my in-laws, okay? I got to please my in-laws. So, Pizza Box Mike, what do you think the state cheese should be?
Oh, I'm with you on the aged Swiss, man, or a good blue cheese. But I'll tell you what, I said Limburger because it stinks just like the Republicans. That's why I said it.
Well, I got news for you. Monroe, there's the last domestic Limburger cheese factory in the country, in Monroe, Wisconsin. Green County, right on the Illinois line. So, and you know, people say it stinks. That's if you mail it and put it in the attic for 3 months and then eat it without refrigerating. Yeah, okay. Go to Baumgartner's in Monroe, Wisconsin. I'm telling you. And you could have some of their chili to wash it down, but whatever. Limburger cheese, dark rye, big slice of raw onion, mustard, and a beer. At Pizza Box Mike, there's no better. But I am not prepared to make Limburger the state cheese, okay? Because not many people have the fortitude to eat it, although largely that's just bad publicity. Bad publicity. Age Swiss. Hey, Luke, you're looking around. What is your cheese taste, Luke?
I'm a Colby fan. I do really like Colby cheese, Colby Jack specifically.
Oh, for peace.
I am a big Colby fan. I told Pizza Box, I was like, yes, let's get into this one. But I think the important thing is no matter what they choose from the Republican legislature, see, we won't even get agreement because if they do choose anything besides Munster, I think Evers might veto it because Munster is Governor Evers' favorite cheese, I believe. So... he's definitely strong in that camp. So we can't even find bipartisan agreement on what cheese to choose as our state cheese.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, Evers is from Plymouth and there's a cheese factory up there. He wanted Plymouth to be the cheese capital of the state. I argued for Monroe, largely because of my in-laws. And who knows? But yeah, Evers could veto it. In fact, I think Evers should veto anything that comes out of Voss, anything. I don't care if it's cheese. And you know something? If he tries to go Plymouth on us, okay? I like Plymouth. Listen, my folks, our family's in Random Lake. That's not far from Plymouth. I like the area. Don't get me wrong. But it's a no-brainer. Then you go age Swiss cheese. There is nobody that could say, if Evers said he wanted Swiss cheese, there is nobody who could second guess that. Nobody. And he would please people in Buffalo County, in Alma, which has a lot of votes, in Greene County, in Monroe, in New Glarus, a lot of votes. You'd please the heck out of them. So there you have it. The vote is for Swiss cheese.
I don't know if there's enough voters in Wisconsin that have this as their top issue that all of a sudden we're going to sway some voters on which cheese is the official state cheese. But
well, I'll tell you what.
I could be wrong.
Well, and also one of the problems is if you eat truly aged Swiss cheese, that takes some fortitude. It's not quite Limburger, but aged Swiss cheese is not for the faint of heart, okay? But it is quite good. I myself have a taste for aged cheeses. I really do. And blue cheeses. And the stinkier the better, quite frankly, on toast points or crackers, but it has to have a beer, okay? I don't want any wine with my cheese. All right, it's got to have a beer with my cheese. That is the way it is. Pizza Box Mike, thank you for calling in. By the way, a plug. Pizza Box Mike has a show every Saturday at noon outside the Pizza Box. And quite seriously, you're going to hear some talk on that one and his opinions. And they are right from the heart, and they're very good. And that is the jewel of Saturday programming. We have a lot of other fine programming on Saturday, but that is the jewel. Listen to Pizza Box Mike Saturdays at noon. One other thing I want to throw out, and this is something that came up, and I think it's time to get rid of this stuff. The Wauwatosa Police Department had a list. It was a secret list called the protester list. And they also identified what they called high-value targets. The mayor of Wauwatosa was one of their high-value targets. The protester list had state legislators on it. David Bowen of Milwaukee, Jonathan Brostoff of Milwaukee. It had a lawyer on it who was involved in litigation against the police department, Deja Vishny. It had a reporter on it. The days of law enforcement, and good law enforcement doesn't do this, compiling what are in effect enemies lists and putting politicians on there, reporters on there, and lawyers on there, that's come and gone. That's not an American thing to do. They finally coughed up the list when they were required to do it. This all stemmed from the fact that they had an officer who killed three people, shot three people, one of them near Mayfair Mall. They resulted in litigation, at least one or two of them resulted in litigation. The officer was not prosecuted by the district attorney, but he subsequently left. Wauwatosa paid him six figures to leave. I thought that was a mistake. They should have fired him. He shows up in Waukesha, I think on the sheriff's department. And Waukesha said, oh, that is right, just the guy we need. Let me tell you something. There has got to be standardized high-level police services in this thing. We stand up for police officers. We stand up for the Capitol police officers who were beaten by a mob. And any police officer who's attacked has my full support. But when it comes to this kind of business, protester lists, high-value target lists, including the mayor, including state legislators, lawyers, reporters, that's got to stop. And the people that are responsible for that have to be talked to. If there's a repetition of that, they've got to be let go. You cannot have the police targeting civil authorities. That you cannot have. It used to happen more frequently in this country, but this is one I'm hoping it is a regrettable lapse. It should not happen again. Coming to the end of the show, been a great show, great call-ins. Thanks for calling in. Stand by for great programming. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate with Diamond Crute, Earl, my friend Earl Ingram, an outstanding show at 5 p.m. Good evening programming, good weekend programming. My co-host, Pizza Box Mike, called in. He had a cheese plug. He'll be talking about a lot other than cheese at noon on Saturday. The Matt Flynn Direct, signing off for now. Back same time, same place tomorrow. Matt Flynn Direct signing off. Time keeps on slipping into the future.